two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. Jesus made it very clear that the Pharisee in the gospel today was a man of the law. On the surface, he was following the commandments of the law and fulfilling his obligations to God. However, Jesus also made it clear that the Pharisee was actually worshiping himself and ultimately praying to himself. Listen one more time. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. Look how great I am compared to everyone else. God wasn't listening to him at all. All of the sins that he avoided and all the good deeds he had performed didn't amount to anything in the eyes of God and certainly weren't going to compel God to step up and take notice. Living a good life on the surface is not sufficient to keep anyone out of hell. As Catholics, we all pretty much know what to do and what to avoid. But how is a Catholic doing something good any different than an atheist doing the same thing? What should be the difference between a Catholic versus an atheist giving someone, let's say, a glass of water because they are dying of thirst? It should be infinite. If we give someone a cup of water only because they are thirsty, then both parties feel good. One feels good because he did something nice, and the other one feels good because, well, his thirst was quenched. However, that feeling would die when they die because it's just a natural act. But if it's done humbly, in union with Jesus Christ, in other words, as Jesus, giving water to Jesus, then the very same simple act becomes a supernatural one and a participation in Jesus Christ's salvation and the sanctification of the world. Same act, very simple. One is a natural one and dies a natural death. The other one is supernatural and lives on into eternity. So let's take a look at the tax collector. Jesus didn't give us much information about him. He was a sinner. He stood off at a distance, but wouldn't even raise his eyes to heaven. He beat his breast and prayed, knowing who he was, and said, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus informs us the tax collector went home justified, not the Pharisee. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. You know, we should all familiarize ourselves with this prayer, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner, because it is the prayer that pierces the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But now back to the Pharisee again. Pharisees always get a bad rap. However, we can be sure that many of them came to Christ, embraced the Catholic way, and learned the tax collector's prayer. And I say this because St. Paul himself was a Pharisee and one of the most zealous of his times. He persecuted the early church and even presided over the murder of St. Stephen, the first martyr. Not the best track record there. But St. Paul was knocked off his feet and blinded by the Lord on the road to Damascus. The Lord humbled him, and St. Paul responded by becoming the apostle to the Gentiles. And he suffered much for the sake of the kingdom. At the end of the day, when it mattered most, St. Paul could say, I have competed well, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all who have longed for Christ. This wasn't presumption on his part or a lack of humility. His was a radical confidence that we all must have, that the Lord will rescue us from every evil threat and bring us safely to his heavenly kingdom, provided we humble ourselves, recognize our sinfulness, and strive to do everything for his sake alone. I'm sure St. Paul humbly prayed the tax collector's prayer many times over during his life. So let's make this prayer our own as well. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and strive to do everything for the glory of God alone, even if it's only giving someone a small cup of water.